A new wide-scale poll has revealed that most Czechs have witnessed corruption. The survey results come hard on the heels of moves by corruption watchdogs to push the current caretaker government into taking action against the problem. In particular, they want a clampdown on corruption in the public sphere. Chris Johnstone has more.
The survey by the polling agency SANEP found that 64% of Czechs questioned say they have witnessed corruption in some form or another. 38% said they had been offered bribes and 19% said they had accepted them. A third of those surveys, mostly the well-off business people, said they had offered bribes. The survey was quite large, with more than 12,000 people out of the polling agency's database of 115,000 selected as a cross-section of Czech society responding to internet questions. SANEP spokesman Oldřich Zajíc says the results were startling.
The results were surprising, and we feel that it's pretty concerning numbers, the high amount of the corruption level in Czech Republic.
He added that the survey was carried out by the agency itself because it is a high-profile issue.
The survey was planned because we feel it's a pretty strong topic. What's going on through the last 2 years or 3 years, the corruption events and scandals on the political fields.
A similar survey by international corruption watchdog Transparency International in the summer revealed that 11% of Czechs surveyed said they had paid bribes at least once over the previous year. Perhaps more worrying was the fact that 90% of those who were asked for bribes let the matter drop and did not make any official complaints. And around two-thirds of Czechs said they had no confidence in government efforts to tackle corruption. Transparency International is currently one of a group of organisations leading calls for the current Czech caretaker government to take a series of key steps to clamp down on corruption in some of its strongholds in the public sector. The corruption watchdog co-signed an open letter to the government last week, calling, for example, for the government to introduce electronic auctions for public tenders so that the awarding of big contracts would be more transparent and less open to abuse. The letter also urged the government to scrutinise new rules for joint ventures between the public sector and state, introduce a database on EU funds to show who is getting what, and introduce clear rules separating the public administration from party politics and cronyism. Minister of the Interior, Martin Petsina, has signalled that he wants an anti-corruption drive to be one of its priorities over the next months. But anti-corruption clampdowns have been launched in the past with apparently little success.
Chris Johnstone reporting there.